Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, it is time for some stupid on The Burt Show.
You guys, we've been in need of a little stupidity. We've been in need of a little bit of fun. We've been in need of a little bit of a frivolous. So, hey, let's tell corny jokes while we suck on helium.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Why does helium voice, why is it always funny? It doesn't matter if you are 6 or you are 60. Helium voice is always funny.
Now, do you know what else is always funny? Farts. But what about a fart on helium? Would it be like a, what can you do that?
What is the matter with you?
Do you have to use it like an enema?
I don't know.
You inject it up the booty?
I don't know, but I want to know what a fart on helium sounds like.
Why don't you do that on your own private time?
I had too much coffee today. I put an extra espresso in. I am so sorry. I apologize now. All right, so this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
We have done the corny joke off many, many times here on The Burt Show, right? So this time...
It's a bit I absolutely hate.
I know you hate it, but now you're involved in it.
You hate it, and yet you schedule it so often.
Because people love it online. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not online listening to people anymore, so I won't even know.
All right, so this is going to be our corny joke battle that we have done for years. Cassie is the queen of corny jokes. She loves a good pun. She loves a good joke. So it's going to be into teams. So Abby and Cassie are going to make up a team.
Okay.
And then Bart and myself are going to make up a team.
Who's Bart? Bart.
Bart and myself are going to make up a...
Kristen's already been huffing the helium.
She's been puffing something.
Bart and I are going to make up a team. And Tommy is going to be the one and only judge.
All right, I've got three helium tanks here. We had two left over from Party City, so I went and picked up a third, but the first two, I'm not sure how much helium's in. We'll see if we can get through the game.
I was about to say, three tanks? Are we trying to take out a small village?
Oh, there's helium in this one.
Yep.
See, right. My problem with sucking helium has been the problem that I've had with drugs my entire life. I always take too much.
Oh, hello.
Wow. Jeez. I always take too much of it, and it makes the room seem green to me. Like, yeah. I'm going to pass out.
I've actually never sucked helium before.
You have?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, yeah, no, I grew up super sheltering Christian. My mom was like, drugs are bad.
Yeah, this is basically a popper.
No. She's like, this and cocaine to stay away from.
When I was a server, a hostess and server at TGI Fridays, we had a giant helium tank in the back right next to the bar for, like, you know, the birthdays. We used to suck on that thing all day during our shift.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, y'all knew how to have fun.
You tell me about it.
And an undersized guy like me on helium, that's funny.
How much do you have to suck?
Just watch me. Okay. I'll go first, since, you know, this ain't my first rodeo.
Kristen will show you how to do the helium drug. Thank you, Tommy.
Hey, Abby, I'll teach you how to suck.
Okay, right, thank you.
Just watch me. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give the kid warning here.
That thing has some bass.
It's too late, Kristen.
That was me.
All right, so kid warning, because my jokes are more dirty than they are corny. Sorry.
Are they really?
Mine too.
Mine are totally G-rated.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's a good balance then.
Yes. You did say corny. You didn't say porny.
I know.
Are we surprised that the girl who's never huffed helium has, like, G-rated jokes?
All right, so here we go. This is my first joke. Are you ready, Tommy?
Yes.
All right, so it's going to be me versus who? Abby, you and me first? First round?
Yes.
No, I need you to show me how to suck first.
Now watch, and I'm going to do it, all right?
Save that.
Okay, here we go. Ready? I go. And my cheese.
And it ain't good.
A woman I slept with told me I had the biggest penis she'd ever seen. Turned out she was blind. She was just pulling my leg.
Done the voice disguise for this?
That would not have been funny without the helium, but the helium made it funnier.
I don't know. I'm like really nervous.
You gotta take a lot.
Okay. Oh, you don't have to take a lot though. Don't do the whole balloon.
Yeah, you are kind of a teeny little thing.
I'm scared. Just gonna float away.
Take it all.
Everybody's doing it.
No, you gotta suck harder than that.
Oh.
Why don't oysters donate to
No.
Come on.
Just let it flow into your mouth. That's all you got to do.
Open up your mouth. Open up the balloon. Why don't... No.
Just let it go in your mouth.
Why don't... No. There you go. Why don't oysters donate...
No.
Let it go in your mouth.
Does her regular voice just sound like a helium voice?
What do you not understand?
No. She's letting it go in her mouth.
Why don't... No.
You're not swallowing. You got to swallow it.
You got to breathe it in.
You don't even have to swallow it. Just let it go in your mouth.
Why don't...
Just let the whole thing go in your mouth. The whole thing.
Now she's gagging.
There you go. Why don't...
Never thought we should have done a dress rehearsal for this bit.
Right. How is helium not working?
Why don't... I'm really
what
sucking.
Is happening?
I'm sucking so hard.
You have to breathe in while you do it.
Are you breathing it in?
There's no helium left in her balloon.
Let me show you, Abby. This is how you do it. Look.
What just happened?
Hi, I'm Tommy from the Bird Show.
I'm literally sucking, though.
Let it go. You don't even have to suck. Just let it go in your mouth.
Why don't... No! Why did you not do that?
There was literally only one way that this bit could suck. And this is it. We never saw this one coming.
Do you want me to go while Abby practices?
No, point goes to Kristen.
Yeah!
Kristen and whoever's on Kristen's team.
Could not perform. DQ'd.
All right. Abby, you suck at this.
All right, I'll go. Okay, ready? All right.
I just found out I'm colorblind. The news came out of the purple.
That's a good one.
Woo! Okay. See?
Whoa, hold on. I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What was Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination? Hand-eye coordination.
And I
will always love you.
I do like the Whitney Houston joke, but I'm going to have to go with Bird on that.
That's fair. Okay. Are we ready?
I'm trying to fill up my helium.
Give her another balloon, Tommy. We're going to try again.
Never in my life seen anything as lame as that.
I'm perplexed as to how that's not. No, you don't have to twist it anymore.
No, don't
you push
twist
down.
It.
Push down
don't
on
twist.
The thing.
Don't twist.
Abby, when you put it in your mouth, don't let it just go into your mouth. Like,
I know I was like doing that.
Pretend you're sucking a straw.
If somebody just turned into the show and heard your instructions, they're like, what has happened to
you? You don't even have to suck. You just blow it in your mouth.
No, what? That's what I did. Okay, I'm going to go again first. All right. Okay. You got this. Just here we go.
Look at the crowd forming to watch you, how lame you are.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Hey, everyone.
We're doing a corny joke battle with helium, but apparently Abby has never sucked helium, and she's having a very... It's like Abby trying to ride a bike for the first time. She keeps falling down. She can't figure this out. Here we go.
My favorite sex position is called wow. It's where I flip your mom over.
What?
Wow.
Did you just make that up?
I get it. Upside down as well.
The way you just made direct eye contact with me made me deeply uncomfortable. Okay.
Come on.
Straw.
Yes. Straw.
Okay. Is she?
Let go of the hand. Now suck it in.
More.
No.
Oh boy, she's gonna.
Just let it go. Loosen your lips. There you go. Just let it go.
Why don't oysters donate to charity? Because they're shellfish.
I don't think she got enough helium.
You guys, I'm literally doing it.
Can I be honest? I think we just don't realize Abby's voice is pretty high-pitched anyway, so it sounds close to that. It's not meant to be an insult.
Let it be the only person that sucked helium, and it's made their voice deeper.
Just let it blow into your mouth.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Kristen's force-feeding the helium.
You just blew.
Open your mouth. Hang on, let me suck it first. Open. There you go. Now go.
Why don't skeletons cheat?
What is going on?
She's got a superpower. How is it not? How?
I've lost several brain cells.
Is there somebody else that would like to take the place of Abby? Jackson, come on in here. Okay.
Oh, no, this is Abby's worst nightmare. It's like when she first started again, and Jackson came in.
Oh, yeah. This finally happened. Jackson is replacing Abby.
We got like 30 seconds.
All right, and then we'll do the rest on the backside. Okay, who's up?
Come here. Just look at my computer.
You or me is up.
All right. Yeah. Go for it.
Just read one.
What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball? Gagged.
This has turned into something entirely different than I had anticipated.
It's gone off the rails.
Man. Okay, so it's my turn?
It is. Right,
I have to do it on the other side.
Okay.
Get it? The Burt Show.
For whatever reason, this has turned into the dirty, corny joke off with helium.
Those are the only jokes I found, sorry.
Okay, so you want to reset this here, Kristen, real quick?
Okay, we are doing corny joke battle. We have been doing this forever on The Burt Show. We've had Father's Day editions. We've had, you name it. This time, we tweaked it by adding helium, because if the jokes suck, they'll still be funny if you do them in a helium voice. So it's Abby and Cassie versus Bert and myself, right? We got teams. Tommy is the judge. We thought this was pretty, like,
simple. You know,
simple, pretty straightforward, right? Until we just discovered Abby has never sucked helium before and apparently is incapable of doing so. Immune to it.
She's gone through two balloon-filled heliums now and her voice hasn't changed at all.
No.
It just gets deeper.
All right, Cassie, your last one was naughty and it was good. Ooh. I can't win this
round. Wait, let Cassie do hers again.
Okay. What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball? Gagged.
All right, so I got to throw this around. Mine's not as good.
Uh-huh. What's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest One.
That's a good one.
That is funny, and I do love Forrest Gump, but I'm going to give that one to Cassie.
Yeah, I never had a chance.
Okay, we got a point, Abby.
Do you guys get dizzy every time you suck helium?
Yes.
I'm pretty dizzy.
Heads up.
It replaces the oxygen that your body needs to survive.
Damn, okay. We should have Googled this beforehand, but I did Google, can you OD on helium?
We're not going to OD.
Well, there have been two fatalities.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes.
In like 300 years.
Okay, but does helium damage you? That's probably better. Oh. Well, this bit has damaged our ratings, but nonetheless. Although helium is non-toxic and inert, it can act as a simple asphyxiant by displacing oxygen in the air to levels below that required to support life. Inhalation of helium in excessive amounts can cause dizziness, yep, nausea, vomiting, loss of consciousness, and death.
Okay. You should have read all that while you sucked in helium.
The good news is, Abby, you're not in danger for any of that.
Right?
Yes.
I think it might have stunted my growth when I was 6.
Yeah?
I did this when I was 6, and I never grew after that.
All right.
Who's up?
Jackson.
Jackson is pinch hitting now for Abby.
Second string is in.
Right. I just don't like any of these jokes, but here we go.
Oh, God. It's so
What's brown and sticky?
What?
A stick.
I love it because that was one of my jokes, Abby. Yeah. Same team. All right. Again, kid warning because mine are not corny. They're porny. All right. Here we go.
Excuse me. I need to get a little bit more. Why is reverse cowgirl illegal in Alabama?
What the hell?
Because you never turn your back on family.
That's insane.
Yes. Yes. Come on.
That's good.
Yeah, that was Kristen by a mile.
I don't think it could get any better than that.
Get it? The Burt Show.